But I'd be talking now no matter where I was. I went to Switzerland once to get away from the cursed thing and never stopped all the time I was there. I usedn't to need anyone, just to myself stories. There was the great one about the old fella called Bolton. I never finished it. I never finished any of them. I never finished anything. Everything always went on forever. Bolton. Bolton! There, before the fire. Before the fire, with all the shutters. And no hangings. Hangings. All the hangings drawn and the light. Oh, there was no light. Only the light of the fire. Sitting there in the... No, standing. Standing there on the hearth rug in the dark before the fire with his arms and the chimney piece and his head on his arms. Standing there waiting in the dark before the fire in his old red dressing gown and no sound in the house of any kind, only the sound of the fire. Standing there in his old red dressing gown. It might go on fire like when he was a child. No, that was his pajamas. Standing there, waiting in the dark, no light, only the light of the fire, and no sound of any kind, only the fire, an old man in great trouble. Ring then at the door, and over he goes to the window and looks out between the hangings. Fine old chap, very big and strong. Bright winter's night, snow everywhere, bitter cold white world. And then... as the arm goes up to ring, recognizes Holloway. Yes, Holloway. Recognizes Holloway, goes down and opens. Outside, all still. Not a sound, dog's chain, maybe, or a bow groaning if you stood there listening long enough, white world. Holloway with his little black bag, not a sound, bitter cold, full moon, small and white, crooked trail of Holloway's galoshes. Following conversation, then on to the step, oh no, into the room, back into the room. Following conversation, then back into the room. Holloway.
My dear Bolton, it's now past midnight, if you would be good enough.
Gets no further. Bolton.
Please, please!
Dead silence then, not a sound, only the fire, all coal burning down. Now Holloway on the hearth rug, trying to toast his ass. Bolton, where's Bolton? No light, only the fire. Bolton at the window, his back to the hangings, holding them a little apart with his hand, looking out. White world, even to the spine, white to the vein. Most unusual silence in the house, not a sound, only the fire. No flames now, embers! Shifting, lapsing, futile-like, dreadful sound. Holloway on the rug, fine old chap, 6 foot, burly, legs apart, hands behind his back, holding up the tails of his old MacFarlane, Bolton at the window, grand old figure in his red dressing gown, back against the hangings, hands stretched out, widening the clink, looking out, white world, great trouble, not a sound, only the ember, sound of dying, dying glow, Holloway, Bolton, Bolton, Holloway, all men, great trouble, white world, not a sound! Listen to it! Close your eyes and listen to it. What would you think it was?
Water.
Water!
No!
Father.
Father. Stories, stories, years and years of stories. The need came on. For me, for someone to be with me, anyone, a stranger to talk to. Imagine he hears me years of that, and then now for someone who
knew me. In the old days, anyone to be with me. Imagine he hears me. What am I now?
No good either. Not there either.